Sunday is the 15th anniversary of 9/11. Yesterday, we spoke with 15-year-olds just born in 2001. Today, teachers from Brooklyn's PS 146. Now, one of the famous features of the school, huge windows that look out across the East River at the Manhattan skyline, which is where many teachers' gazes were directed on 9/11 when planes crashed into the World Trade Center towers and brought them down. How are they handling what they saw? And what happens when a new child comes across an old picture and says, as they do, "Hey, where'd they go?" Those are questions award-winning author Jewel Parker Rhodes asked in her new YA novel, Towers Falling, which was inspired by PS 146. We'll link you to our July talk at hereandnow.org. As we ask some of the school's faculty those questions, Antoinette Byam has been teaching fifth grade at the new school, PS 146, for 20 years. Welcome, Antoinette.
Hello.
Jenny Hardy has been there for 16 years teaching first and second grade. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And Principal Anna Allenbrook has been at PS 146 for almost 30 years. Principal Allenbrook, Anna, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you all, first of all, for your teaching service for so many years. So many years in this school. Obviously, this building means a lot to you. So take us back. Jewel Parker Rhodes writes that, you know, there were teachers looking through that window that might have seen the second plane flying into the towers. Did they?
Yes. Yeah. One of my colleagues came in and said, the children are asking about those funny clouds in the sky. And I looked up and I said, I don't think they're clouds. And just as I said that, another plane hit the second tower. Mm. So, yeah, it was quite shocking.
Jenny Hardy, what a horrendous thing. You had second graders at the time.
Yes. And I remember hearing so many sirens that it caused me to look out the window and made a decision to close my shades. And I continued our morning as normal, as normal as possible.
Principal Allenbrook, what happened to some of your teachers because they had that front row seat?
It's so hard to talk about it. I think one of the things that struck me about 9/11 is that it's only in the last year or so that we've actually found ourselves able to talk about it. So one thing that happened was we became very quiet about our own upset. There was at least one teacher that we think left New York. It was too upsetting.
And I have to say, am I hearing you correctly? You've only really been able to talk about it in the last year, almost 15 years on?
Yes, I think I've noticed that we're talking about it more recently than we did in the past. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Part of teaching is you always wonder what has happened to the children you've taught. And then when you think about the children, you think about, oh, yeah, that's the child who was in my class on September 11th. And then that makes you begin to think about the day and how that day was handled, the children that you were with, and, you know, how you had to think about them and their families. It takes a while to unravel all of the, I guess, all of the layers that you feel about, you know, the things that have happened then. And you talk about it bit by bit by bit, and then you begin to think, yeah, that's what happened.
As soon as we came back to school, we gathered as a community, and we did sing lots of songs of love and peace, which is a tradition we've carried on since then, every year, either on or close to September 11th, including today. We gather as a community to sing songs of joy and peace and love to comfort each other because of the events of that day.
Well, but the conceit of Jewel Parker Rhodes' book is that, and you just said it, Principal Allenbrook, that the teachers haven't been able to talk about it, and yet you have new children coming in. And Antoinette Byam, again, teaching fifth grade, I'm imagining maybe some teachers haven't wanted to talk about it, but kids have been asking about it.
Yeah, and I don't think it's that we don't want to talk about it. You know, teaching is often guided by what children want to know. You know, there are things you want them to learn, and then there are things that they want to know. In our case in particular, the classroom windows face the Twin Towers. We can see the new buildings that have gone up. You know, we see the construction that's going on. So it's been an ongoing discussion over the years that there was something there before and there is something new going up. And why does something new have to go up? So it is an ongoing conversation, but it's based on the questions that children have.
Yeah. This is Jenny. In my class, I actually do introduce the subject. I wasn't able to find any books that were appropriate for young kids, so I wrote one. And every year before our sing, I read it to my children and explain to them what happened. I think it's important to do that, even though it's a little frightening for six-year-olds, because it's part of a history. It's part of who we are. I think it's important for them to realize how communities can help each other through a difficult thing.
Jenny Hardy, again, first and second grade teacher, I have to ask you, what do you say in your book? Just give us a sense of it.
The title is Why Do We Commemorate September 11th? And I talked about the architect and how the building symbolized power and why it was the target that day.
How do you say who did it and why?
I was really careful about that. I didn't want to use the word terrorist, so I used the word extremist. And I give examples of other extremists that exist in the world.
Hmm. This must be frightening, Jenny, for them. How do they respond?
Some children have been told about it at home in their families, and for others it's new information. But most of them will see the lights beaming and then understand that those lights are representing the buildings that once stood.
Huh. Principal Allenbrook, as we read in Jewel Parker Rhodes' fictionalized version of your school, there's a group of 10-year-olds. There's a homeless girl who's never heard of the attacks. And it turns out that her father is actually suffering from post-traumatic stress because he was in the towers. But then she and her friends, they want to know. They want answers. And they're all going online. And they're finding videos that most American adults have not looked at. The carnage around the towers. People jumping. This is described in the book that they're seeing this. Have you come across this, that kids are looking anyway for answers?
They're always finding ways to gather more information, sometimes than we are studying in class, and coming up with theories of their own based on the information that they have, and definitely coming up with more and more questions.
Yeah. But again, Principal Allenbrook, you've just expressed that teachers have had a hard time speaking about it, you know, for almost 15 years. What's it like to have the constant reminders, the windows and looking out, and the new curious, bright little faces every year, new ones?
That's the joy of teaching, that there are always new, bright little faces. And it is something that we have to remember, that this group of children, you know, had no experience of 9/11. We had the group that experienced it. Then we had the group that heard a lot about it, the group who parents were very protective of them because they were so frightened. And now we have a new generation of children where I think in some ways there's a lot more hope.
I'm wondering if that's maybe helping the teachers. Antoinette, Jenny, I'm wondering if there's ever any times, Jenny, you said you pulled your blinds on 9/11. Is there still any time where you just can't look out there?
Oh, it's so interesting. That day was such a beautiful day in New York City. And any time there is a beautiful morning in New York City, I'm always reminded of that morning. And I do look across the river, and I do miss the towers, which, to be honest, I was never that fond of, but now I do miss them. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I think there are times when we look and we're reminded.
Yeah. And for a long time, this is Anna, for a long time there was just like almost a hole in the vista, and that's changed now, of course, but I can remember feeling that.
Yeah. Well, and as you said, you have this new crop of kids every year, which always signifies hope. Other teachers have said, and I think I heard it from one of you, well, we didn't have a curriculum. We didn't have a way to teach it. Jenny Hardy, you wrote your own book. Now you have this book, Towers Falling. In it, the kids do things like they learn about the history of the building, the architects, just what you were saying, Jenny. They try to build a building out of pipe cleaners. They have projects. And a couple of the kids play hooky, and they go to ground zero because they're so desperate to know what happened. Does this book give you a little bit of a curriculum?
I think it gives another way to talk about it. It validates the importance of the inquiry of children and to the importance of inclusion.
Yeah. And I think it also opens the conversation. I know that Antoinette mentioned that the book was in the classroom today, and one of the children picked it up. That's a start right there.
Antoinette, what do you say when a child might pick up the book Falling Towers or come across an old picture and realize the towers fell and they're frightened? What do you say to them?
Well, we always come back to the line that you can't control what other people do, but you can control how you respond. And that gives you a lot of power. So just like the children in the book who have, you know, taken that power to construct something, we also have that power to construct something and make new things and turn situations into as positive as we want them to be.
That's Antoinette Byam. She's been teaching the fifth grade at PS 146 for 20 years. Jenny Hardy's been at the school teaching first and second grade for 16 years. And Principal Anna Allenbrook, wow, she's been there almost 30 years. Thank you all so much for your work and for speaking to us about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.